Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio, 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. Worldwide international radio broadcast of 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. This is the seventh day, the beginning of the final tabernacle. And remember, after the seventh day, you go into the eighth day. And the eighth day is what you call the Father's time, new beginning, new beginning. That means nothing that dies anymore. So on the eighth day, all six anointed camps, remember one thing, bring no food to the six anointed camps that have been slaughtered. Everything returning back to the Garden of Eden. Everything on the tree, in the ground. That's how I can return back to the Garden of Eden on the seventh day, because the eighth day, because it's a new beginning, and then the Son have been completed his total work, and now he got everything prepared for his Father to come down and take over the kingdom for eternity. And he be settling in order. It will be an order thing from that point on. So that's the way it is, see, right? So our job is to make sure the six anointed camps and those that come in business, the six anointed camps understand one thing, the seventh day. It is the final day. So we're going to open up the seventh day. We live at camp one. We know two, three, four, five, six ready to go. So we're going to take a look at the book of Luke by the young lion, Brother Titus. And we're going to see exactly what that say, and we'll see if we get something going on the seventh day of the feast, the beginning of the seventh day. Now, once the seventh day over with, you go off into the eighth day, that's the new beginning. That means that day, white garments, fringes on it, Nothing dies of itself, because death has been swallowed up. Matter of fact, we'll read a little bit of that to show you that death has been swallowed up. We open up with the young lion in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, seventh day of the feast day. Let's see if we get something going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the
righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Now, we're going into the seventh day. So now, in the book of Corinthians there, young man, let's kind of tie this in and make sure the sixth anointed can understand that they got to teach according to this book. We got to teach according to this book. So in first, in the book of Corinthians chapter, let's see what we want. Let's see, can we tag this day and put it right on the money. Let's tag this day in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's see, can we tag this young man? Let's see, can we tag some of this right here by looking at verse number 51, and we'll read down to verse 58. Let's see if we tag some of this good stuff right here. First Corinthians, this is Paul going to the great big northern kingdom, and he going to inform them exactly how important it is to understand about this seventh day. This was Paul's happening in First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 down to verse 58. What did it say there, young man?
The book of First Corinthians, chapter 15. Hallelujah. Verse 51 to 58. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery.
Yeah.
We should not all sleep. We should all sleep, but we should all be changed.
He said, that's the mystery. See, after that seventh day is up, you're going to a change. That's the point. You're going to be changed. Matter of fact, let's precept that, Sister Julie. Let's precept that to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. See, after you complete that seventh day, then this is the mystery thing. You're going to be going into a change. Let's find out in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
Three,
verse 20 and 21. Let's see what that says. Philippians 3.
Verses 20 and 21.
Yeah, what it says.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Verse 20 reads, for our conversation is in heaven.
Yes. Well, hold that point. So we look for our conversation in heaven, and we also go look for Yahweh the Son. Is that right, Sister Judy? Hold that point right there. Let's find out, young line, in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 8. Let's find, he said, we both look for Yahweh the Son, right?
Yahweh.
It's in heaven, right?
Yahweh.
So let's find out in 1, verse number 7. We'll pick it up verse 6. 1, 6 down to verse 8. Let's find it. Now read that verse again, Sister Judas. Read it again.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, for our conversation is in heaven, for which also we look for the Savior, the Yahweh the Son.
Good. Now let's precept that to 1, 6 down to verse 8 of Revelation. Now we got to look for him, right?
Yahweh.
So we're going to look for him. Let's find out how he's coming. 1 verse 6 down to verse 8 of Revelation.
All right. The end time prophet. The book of Revelation. Chapter 1. Verse 6 to verse 8. Revelation chapter 1. Verse 6 reads. And had made us kings and priests unto Yahweh.
So when he come back, what he going to make us again?
Kings and priests.
So, at the return of Yahweh the Son, we will be made kings and priests. put a mark in there. And what else are we going to do in 225 through 29 of Revelation? What else are we going to do? So now we clear on the return of Yahweh the Son. And he's coming to take care of all the business and then seven trumpets. So now he said, but we will be kings and priests, right? And what will we be doing in 225 and 29?
I'll be going to end time prophecy, Revelation chapter 2, verse 25 and 29.
25 straight down to 29.
25 to 29.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 2. Verse 25 reads, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come.
Yes.
26, and he, a sheep that overcometh, and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation.
Okay.
Verse 27, he shall rule them with a rod of iron as the vessels of a potter, should they be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father. Verse 28, and I will give him the morning star. Verse 29, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said unto the church. Through the word for the whole congregation of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So we find out when he comes, it will be rulership for those that have kept rebirth of 25 again. He said, this blessing is for the ones in 225. What did he say in 225?
Revelation, end time prophecy, chapter 2, verse 25. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come.
Okay. So it's to those that hold fast of what you already got until you come. So that's what he's saying. So he said, now you will have a position on the one that hold fast what he got, what you got until he comes. So we got to find out what we got to hold fast. But let's see if we bring Mother in and get Mother in on this. So we understand yesterday the big station cut off those on the talk side because they said we got the power to do so. So now Mother E, we're going to see if we bring in and hope the big dignitaries don't decide to cut your microphones off because they say we got the power to do so, Seer. This is our radio broadcast. Hallelujah. Hey, Mother E, one of the most out of Camp 1, Yahweh BJLC Radio.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. So see you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, yesterday, Mother, the big dignitary, they blessed their muscle yesterday. And because they say they got it like that, so, hey, we understand that. But one thing we do know, Mother, Mother E, and we know Mother E going to give a commentary a little bit later. But one thing we do, hey, Mother, something we know, Mother, in the book of Ezekiel, see, we know something. We know how to read something in Ezekiel, Mother. And let's see what we know in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 8. Hey, Mother E, what do we know in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number? I tell you what. Now this is how I want you to do it, Mother. I want you to read verse 10, verse 9, and verse 8. See, something we know, Mother. We gonna do a little backwards. We gonna read Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 10, then back up to 9, and back up to 8. Hey, Mother E, what we know? Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 10, 9, and 8. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 10. And I will multiply men upon you, and all houses of Israel, all families of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the way shall be built. Verse 9, for behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall see till and some. Verse 8. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come.
You hear that, mother? So by we keeping this man's laws, statutes, and commandments, we are at hand to come. See, the big dignitaries, they do their thing whenever they get ready, but we know we got an ace in the hole knowing one thing. We are at hand to come. Because Yahweh said they're going to take care of all the waste places. Hey, mother, let's read a little bit about that. Let's read a little bit about that in verse number 32 down to verse 35. Well, we'll read verse 36 to make it sound good, mother. We in Ezekiel, we're in the same book. Ezekiel 36, and we're going to pick up the verse now, 31 down to verse number 37. We'll stick with that, mother. Let's get a little bit more out of that. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 31, straight on down to verse number 36. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 31 to 37. Verse 31. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. 32. Not for your sake do I this, said the Yahweh, but it be it known unto you, be ashamed and confined by your own ways, O family of Israel. 33. Thus said Yahweh, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquitous sin, I will also cause you to dwell in the city, and the ways shall be healed. Verse 34. And the desolation land shall be tilled, for it lay desolated, in the sight of all the passes, in the sight of all that passes by. 35. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the way and desolate and ruined cities are become fences and are inhabited. 36. Then the nations that are left round about you shall know that I, the Yahweh, built the ruined places and planted that was selfless. I, the Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. 37.
Good. Now that's excellent, mother. 36. So we found out that the places will be inhabited. The waste places will be built again. And we found out in 36 that we is at hand to come. So we at hand to come, mother. See, all we got to do is make sure one thing. We keep these laws, statutes, and commandments, because that blessing is on those that are at hand to come, that's keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments. So there he is right there, mother. So, now, Sister Jewish, where you left off on What was you reading, or what was the young lion reading? Because we found out right now, we clear that the big dignitaries done their thing yesterday, but we clear that we are at hand to come. That's the game changer we know, and we know we're going to rule with the rod of iron. So who was reading that? Let me get a little bit more of that, 225 again, young lion. Give me that, because we know we at hand to come, and once we get back in our position, we're going to rule with a rod of iron. Is that what we're reading? And 225. So what it says in verse 26 down to verse 29.
All right. Anti-prophecy. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 to 29. Revelation chapter 2. Aluyakwa. Verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nation.
Oh. So this only works on the one that do what?
And he that overcometh.
Oh, so you have to overcome this thing. That's why it's so important to sit on the camp understand one thing. To get to what we got to get to, we got to overcome all the obstacles before us to get what we got to get to. He said this reward was only for the ones that overcome it. Overcome what? Overcome what? That's the point. What do we got to overcome? Let's see if we find a precept on what we got to overcome. We got to overcome something. So we got to overcome something. And let's find out what do we got to overcome. The young man, you got an idea what we need to overcome? Is there anything we can read that you know that since we got to overcome it, what do we got to overcome to make sure we in that number? What we got to overcome? Let me pull a precept there, daughter. Judith, I'm going to pull a precept. What do we got to overcome? Something we got to overcome. Let's go to Psalm 45. Let's see what we got to overcome. So for us to get to what we got to get to, something we got to overcome in the 45th chapter, verse number 10. Let's see what we got to overcome in Psalms, Sister Judith, 45, verse 10.
Psalms chapter 45, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "Hearken here, O daughter, and consider the incline of thy ear. Forget also thy own people and thy father's house."
He said, "Hearken, O daughter, and incline your ear, thy ear. Forget thy own people, and also your father's family." See, you got to make sure one thing. To get what you got to get to, you got to overcome it. That means you got to see this Bible, what this Bible's saying, and you got to do this Bible. I don't care what's said on your left, what's said on your right. You got to overcome it. Let's go to 331 in the book of Luke. Yeah, Sister Judith, be gone and get a precept. So we got to overcome this thing. And how we got to overcome it, we got to look at this Bible. And see when we are being tested. And once we find out we're being tested, we got to say, "Oh, it's a test on me. I got to overcome this because I want to get into this kingdom, and I'm not getting into this kingdom unless I'm tested like everybody else was tested. We not getting nowhere until everybody got a story to say, I was tested." So make that mark 3:31-35, Sister Judith. We're going to Mark chapter 3:31-35. So he found out, he said, the one that gonna get to what he gotta get to, eternity, they got to go, they got to overcome it. Overcome what? Let's go to Mark 3:31-35. What did it say?
Mark chapter 3, verses 31-35. Verse 31 reads, there came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. Verse 32 reads, and the multitude said about him, and they said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. Verse 33, and he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brother? Verse 34, and he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, behold, my mother and my brother. Verse 35, for whosoever shall do the will of Yahweh, the same is my brother and my sister and mother.
So we can have biological relatives, but in the eyes of Yahweh, your mother and father is the one that, your mother, sister, and brothers, who? That do what? that do the what? What you got to do? The will of Yahweh. So Yahweh turned around and said, no, my mother, my brother, my sister, my father is those that do the will of Yahweh. That is my mother, my brother. So one thing about it, the Bible gonna stand. So when we're doing his will, and give me a precept on this, is Judas 40 verse 8. And what is his will in Psalm 40 verse 8? What is his will that we gotta do? Psalm 40 verse 8.
Psalm chapter 40 verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh. Yea, thy law is within my mind.
So, what is Yahweh's will, Sister Joseph? What is his will? What is his will?
The law,
statutes, and commandments. So now, you might, family members got to understand one thing. The only way you're going to get in this kingdom, you got to make sure you hold fast what you got. And what you got is his law, statutes, and commandments. So that's what you got to make sure that you line up with. But you make sure your people be ready to be in that number, because you're not getting here into this number unless you are tried. And Yahweh going to ask the angels one thing. Did they do my law, statutes, and commandments? Do they understand that after you get through with this 7 day, you're going off into the 8th day, new beginning, which I will be in charge, but the Father will be there. That's how important of the 8th day. The 8th day is a new beginning. That means, in 65, Brother Titus, in Isaiah 65, see, this is what we're doing with the 6 anointed camps, that we all understand that once we get through with this 7 day and going off into this 8th day, we have to make sure we explain to them, you know, exactly what this is all about. We have to be able to tell them exactly what's going on after you complete the 7 days. Because the 7 days, the Son would no longer be the head man no more, but man, because he'd be able to complete his mission. So now, in 65, verse 24 and 25, young line of Isaiah, see, this is what we do know about the 7 day. The 7 day is what? 24 in Isaiah 65, verse 24 and 25. What's going on about the 7 day?
Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24 and 25. Isaiah 65, verse 24 reads, And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Verse 25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat tough like the bullock. And thus shall be the serpent's meat. And they shall not hurt nor destroy at all my righteous mouth, said Yahweh.
Do you see? What the 609 camps understand one thing. We have to make sure those that come in the class on that 7 day, they kept all the rest of the days also. Understand one thing. The 7 day is the end of the sun's rule. The sun's rule over with. The Father takes the seat. And when the Father takes the seat, although he had all the time, but the Son had been a complete his mission. Because he had a mission to do, young lion in the 49th chapter. Let's see what was his mission was. 49 verse 1. So he had a mission that was told by Isaiah the seer. Let's find out what was his mission that he had to do in the 49th chapter. Particular verse number 1. We'll find out exactly what was his mission. In Isaiah 49 verse 1, we'll read a little bit. What it say?
Look at Isaiah the seer, chapter 49, verse 1 reads, listen, O house, unto me, and hearken, you people, from far. Yahweh the Father, that called me, Yahweh the Son, from the womb and from the bowels of our mother, as he, Yahweh the Father, made mention of my name. Verse 2, and he, Yahweh the Father, had made my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand, has he, Yahweh the Father, hid me, Yahweh the Son, and made me a polished shaft in his quiver. Has he, Yahweh the Father, hid me, Yahweh the Son. Verse 3, and said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be honored. Verse 4, then I said, I have labored in vain, I spent my strength for nothing, and in vain, yet surely, my judgment is with Yahweh the Father, and my work is with my Yahweh the Father. Verse 5, and now said Yahweh the Father, that for me, Yahweh the Son, from the womb, to be his servant, to bring Israel again to him, do Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh the Father. My Yahweh the Father shall be my strength. Verse 6, and he said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Israel, to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, nor the kingdom, to northern tribes, that you may be my salvation to the end of the world. You go on, verse 7. Verse 7. Thus said Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, and his righteous one, to whom? To him whom man despises. To whom? To him whom the nation abhors. So a servant of rulers. Kings should be. Kings shall see and arise. Princes also will worship because of Yahweh, that is faithful, and the righteous one of Israel. And he shall choose you. Verse 8. Thus said Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and now will preserve you, and will give you for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage. Verse 9, and that you may say to the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves, that shall feed in the way, and their pasture shall be in all high places. Verse 10, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor thirst smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by springs of water, shall he guide them. Verse 11, and I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Verse 12. Behold, these shall come from far and low. These from the north and from the west and from. And these from the land of Shinar.
Okay.
Verse 13. Sing, O heaven.
Uh-huh.
Be joyful, O earth.
Okay.
Break forth and sing. O mountains, for Yahweh had comforted his people.
Okay.
And will have mercy upon his afflicted.
Mm-hmm. So there is a death. So now what we read now is showing you that the son had completed the mission that was given to him and what he had to do. He had put all this stuff in order. But read verse 9 again, young man.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 9 reads, that you may say to the prisoners,
what?
Go forth.
Yes.
To death that are in darkness.
And what?
Show yourself.
Show yourself.
They shall feed in the way.
Yeah.
And their pastures should be in all high places.
So you see, so Yahweh, so in verse 9, that thou might say to the prisoners, go forward to them that are in darkness. Show thyself. So the ones in darkness, they want the Almighty to do what? Show yourself. But he not going to show himself, young lion. He not showing himself until Revelation 22. Then he going to show himself. The one that you're going to be looking at, see, you want him to show yourself, thyself. We're going to Revelation chapter 22, verse 4, and so we can know when the Father going to show himself. That's big talk right there. Show thyself. That's big talk right there. I like that. So when is Yahweh going, the Father going to show himself? We're going to 49. I mean, we're going to Revelation 22, verse 4, young lion. Let's find out when. We'll read verse 3 and 4 just to make it sound good.
We're going to anti-prophecy, hallelujah, Revelation chapter 22, verse 3 and verse 4. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3. And there shall be no more curse.
Okay. So when the Almighty show himself, there'll be no more what?
Curse.
There'll be no more curse. I mean, when the Almighty Father show himself, there will be no more curse. Go ahead, read.
For the throne of Yahweh the Father, and of the Lamb.
And the throne of Yahweh the Father and of the Lamb. Go ahead.
Shall be in it.
Shall be in it.
And his servants shall serve him.
And his servants going to serve him.
Yahweh. Verse 4. And they shall see his face.
Oh. So they want the blind, that walks in darkness, want him to show himself. He said, yeah, I'm going to show myself. And that's why it's so important to understand about these feast days. I'm going to show myself right after the creation or the 7,000 years is up. But everything will be back like the Garden of Eden. So when I show myself, I will show myself in the whole big Garden of Eden, and the Garden of Eden will be north, south, east, west. And children of Israel, the 12 tribes, will be running the whole thing. So that's when he's going to show himself. So that's what's so important, that the six anointed camps got to understand. The Almighty Father going to show himself, but the Son going to do the 15, 24 to 28 of 1 Corinthians. Now, what's the Son going to do? See, we got to make sure we tie this thing in for those of the six anointed camps. When you teach, you're teaching on the money exactly what's going to happen. And those that got an ear to hear, you teach them. Because we found out after the seventh day that it will be the serpent going to be eating the dust and all that kind of stuff. So that means a change has to come in. And Dorian already read the change. Your body will be changed after the seventh day. your body will be right back like the way they were before Adam and Eve messed up and gave you the animal flesh body. But it's going to return back the way it once was, and we'll find that out shortly, but you're ready to read now.
I'm at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24 to 28.
What it say?
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to Yahweh, even the Father. When he shall have put down all rules and all authority
so
and power.
The Son got to put down all rules. All rules. Hey, Mother E, hey, bring that out. Because it was a seer said he seen all this, Mother E. And Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. It was a seer that was told exactly that the Son going to put down all rule. And Daniel the seer was shown this in 7, verse 9, Sister Judith. I mean, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, what it say in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9?
Book of Daniel chapter 7. Verse 9 reads, I beheld to the throne were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheel as burning fire.
You see that? So Daniel said he beheld when everything was thrown down. All the big dignitaries, like yesterday when they cut their broadcast off, they were taking out of pocket. So that's the reason you couldn't talk or hear nothing yesterday, because the big dignitaries said, no, it's my radio station, sir. We can cut off who we want to cut off when we get ready. There it is. So Daniel saying he's seen when all of the big dignitaries that's running the world was what? Hold on, I got to get a precept. In 18 verse 40, there, young line, can you have to see out in Psalm 18 verse 40? I got to get a precept on that. In 18 chapter verse 40, can you have to see out? Psalms 18, verse 40. What happened in 18, verse 40?
Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 18, verse 40. You have also given me the neck of my enemies.
Yes.
That I may destroy them that hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 41. They cried. But there was none to save.
The enemy, all the 17 nations, they're going to cry. But guess what? Ain't going to be none to save them. Because this is called collection of payday. All the wicked stuff that y'all have did from generation to generation on the children of Israel. Now Yahweh warned the children of Israel, the one that overcome it. Now the one that's getting this blessing is the one that overcome it now. So if you ain't overcame nothing, you still fumbling around in this world doing everything contrary to what this book telling you to do, then you gonna be part of what everybody else is a part of. So you got to overcome this thing. Now, if you overcome it, then you'll be all right. Keep reading.
Even unto Yahweh, but he answered them not.
Go ahead.
Verse 42. Then did I beat them.
What'd he do?
Then did I beat them.
Yeah.
Small as the dust before the wind.
Mm-hmm.
I did cast them out as the dirt in the street.
You see that? So you see what he did? So we tell you, so when we read the book of Luke, we clear how this thing will unfold. So when we read the book of Luke, what verse we need? Bring them before me and deliver them up before me. So now, in the book of Luke, young lad, we need to hear that verse now. What is that in 1927? What did it say in 1927 of Luke?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But those my enemies,
yes,
which would not that I should rule over them, bring them in and slay them before me.
So he said, so now we're saying now, and that's what's so important in the Sixth Anointing Camp, that to understand one thing, Yahweh is going to make it known through leadership, through the page of the book, exactly what he gonna do. And our job is to bring it to the table so we can be clear that you got to overcome it. Now, if you haven't overcome it, then you out there like a crapshoot. So it's probably just not the last piece of tabernacle going into the eighth day. So it might be another one. We don't know, but we keep on fumbling around. And remember, Yahweh said plainly, if they would have repented in the last 5 years and got me right, then they'd have tripped to the kingdom. So you never know when your 5 years on the clock, and you only can get it for yourself. So that's keep that in your mind. So you only get this thing for yourself. Can't get it from nobody but yourself.
Well,
you can't say, well, this is my family. And No. We won't talk about what you got going on. It's on. You only can get it for yourself. Hold that point. Let's read that, Mother. Hey, Mother E, let's read a little bit of that. We're going to the 14th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, and we'll pick up at verse 14 down to verse number 20. Let's find out, can we get it for anybody than ourselves that we can read? Remember, always you tell a seer exactly what he's going to do, but what we want to know, Mother, he said, he that overcome it, I will give you power over the nation. And you're going to rule them with a rod of iron. So now, let's find out, Mother, in Ezekiel 14 down to verse 20, can we do anything for any one of our loved ones besides lead by example? Let's see, can we do anything else to get them in the kingdom on our good merits? Let's see what it says in 14 down to verse 20, Mother E. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 14 to 20. Verse 14. So these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver with their own soul by their righteousness to the Yahweh. 15. If I call Northam, to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through, because of the beast. Verse 16. Though these three men were in it, as I live, said the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Verse 17, or if I bring a sword upon the land and say, sword, go through the land, so that I cut all men and beasts from it. 18. So these three men were in it. As I live, said the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they only shall be delivered themselves. 19. Or if I send a tester into the land and pour out my fury upon it and blood to cut off from it men and beasts. Verse 20. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. As I live, said the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own soul by their righteousness.
By their righteousness, huh, mother? So you all can deliver your own soul by your righteousness, mother. And mother, what's the biblical definition of righteousness in 6:25 of Deuteronomy? So he's making it plain. We can't worry about things that we have no control of. Just like when the big dignitary cut off everybody in the room yesterday. We have no control over that. The only thing we got control of is ourselves. That's it. So now, we all can be delivered by our righteousness, mother. And what is the biblical definition of our righteousness that we can read in Deuteronomy 6:25?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
It is a commandment for us to do his righteousness, to get to what we want to get to in the kingdom. It is a commandment to do Yahweh's righteousness, and his righteousness is keeping the laws, statutes, and the commandments. That is our righteousness. So if you want to get in the kingdom, examine yourself. Are you keeping the laws, statutes, and the commandments that's in the Bible? That's in the Bible. If you're doing it the way he tells you to do it, the best of your ability, then you will be part of that number. Because he told them, again, young lion, in Revelation 2:25, he told us an end time prophecy to do what?
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2, verse 25.
Yes.
But that which you have already, hold fast till I come.
And what we already got is his laws, statutes, and commandments. That's what we got, and we got to hold fast. What he have gave us was his laws, statutes, and commandments until he comes. Go ahead and read.
Verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works to the end, to him will I give power over the nation.
And what you're going to have by keeping his laws, statutes, and commandments in eternity, you have power over the nation. Go ahead.
Verse 27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
And you will be able, and you'll be in a position to rule with a club iron of iron side anybody's head that don't do right in eternity. You can't do it now because you don't have that power to do so. So now you got to make sure you hold fast what he done gave you to the end. Then he's going to reward this to you. Go ahead.
As the vessels of a potter, should it be broken to shivers, even as I received of my father.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
28. And I will give him the morning star.
And the sun's going to get the morning star. Go ahead.
Verse 29. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said unto the churches, the congregation of the children of Israel.
So if you got here now, so you clear six and all the camps exactly how this thing gonna unfold. Now we're going back to Paul. Is, you know, he's on the run to get the northern kingdom prepared on what they're going to be doing on that 7 day. Now let's come back to that. What we had in 1 Thessalonians, but what we had in Corinthians, chapter 15.
Yeah,
I'll pick your verse number where you left off on. 50? 51?
1 Corinthians, with the 15, 20, when he that cometh, then cometh the end.
No, we talking about when we was doing a little bit more there.
Okay, 15:51. Okay, back to 15:51.
Yeah, 15:51. Let's go back to 15:51, and let's find out exactly what's going on. We'll take that right on down and see what's going on. We need to know. Go ahead and read.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Okay, I read verse 51 and verse 52.
Okay.
Verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
So you see? So now, at the last trump, and that is the seventh trump. And that's when we're going to be changed. See, to go up into the eighth day, you have a new spirit in your mind because you'll be changed. So after you complete these 7 days that we're doing right now, going into the eighth day, that means you kept what he got on the table and we're rehearsing the right to that today. On the 7 day and all the other counts. See, all we're doing is called a rehearsal. But we know one day it will be the 7 day. Because they're not going no further than that. For what God got to do. Now hold that point right there, let's go back to 15:24 again. Let's go to turnover page in 15:24. So we gotta be clear what's gonna happen. When you change, after the 7 days, the Son have completed his mission. The Father going to show himself. And what's going to happen in 15:25? Come on.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25. And it reads, but he must reign, but he, Yahweh the Son, must reign until he have put all enemies under his feet.
So the Son got to reign until all the enemies of the covenant, all the enemies that hijacked his covenant and didn't fulfill their part of the covenant, you be an enemy to him. Because he said, the one that didn't do my covenant is the enemy. And we know the 17 nation is all locked in as the enemy. But guess what? The children of Israel, you haven't done this covenant. And you will be in the same boat they in when he returns if you don't have this covenant the way it's written in his Bible at the time of appointment. Keep reading.
Verse 26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
You see that? So the Son's job is to destroy and do all the killing. And then when he gets through killing, then killing is over. He's going to destroy death. There'll be no more death anymore. See, all this happened when you're going up into the eighth day before the Father come out of the third heaven. The Son of Ben destroyed death. That means he done enough killing that all the killing is out the way. You done buried the dead, blood up to the horse's bridle. Everybody's skinning and grinning now. And now here come the Father, see? But the Son got to take care of all this business. That's what he had to do, and he had to do it with what? Hey, let's see what he had to do it with, Sister Judith. Let's pull the rabbit out of the hat. How did he deal with this order from the Father? We're going to see, can we find out in scripture-wise, how did he deal with that when Yahweh gave him an order to do? Let's see that he dragged his feet. Let's see what he said out of his own mouth, what he did. In the 59th chapter, verse 13. Let's see what he did in Isaiah 59, speaking of verse 16, make it sound good. Let's see how he, when Yahuwah gave him an order to do something, let's see how did he handle it in 59, verse 16. Let's read a little bit, just as Judas.
Because of him.
You see that? So now you know when you come in, you can come with zeal, and he'll come with the clouds. So now you understand how he come. He come with a cloud. Now, if you want to call it, it looked like a spaceship, but new one day is a cloud. Now, he might have a shape to where you might believe it's a spaceship or UFO, but no, it's going to be a cloud in the end. All elements that he made obeys him. He called for the cloud. The cloud going to come and pick him up, and maybe it might turn into, got the appearance of a UFO. But it's going to be a cloud he will be in. Now, come on back to that, back up to the 14th chapter again. And now let's find out again how this thing going to unfold itself. Verse 51 again.
All right. First Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 14. Now make that. All right.
Make it
chapter 15.
15. Mm-hmm. And pick it up at verse number 52.
Yahweh. First Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Uh-huh.
And we should be changed.
So that's it. So now we're gonna be all be changed at the what trump?
Last trump.
The last trump. So you see that? We're gonna be changed at the last trump. Now, let's examine that Isaiah 27. Let's see if we examine that last trump conversation. Isaiah 27, verse 12 and 13. Let's examine that precept. Remember, you let the seers know exactly what he's going to do. So let's examine that in Isaiah 27, verse 12 and 13. Come on, let's examine that, y'all. Daughter, come on.
Isaiah chapter 27, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Yahweh shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt. And he shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel.
So who going to be gathered?
The children of Israel.
Oh, the children of Israel are going to be gathered. Okay, good.
Verse 13 reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown.
Wait a minute. The great trumpet. That great trumpet must be what Young Lion is reading in 1552 is what? Let's read again in 1552. That great trumpet must be this trumpet right here, ain't it? 1552. What it say in 1552 about this great trumpet? It must be this trumpet right here. Great.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump.
So the last trump and the great trumpet is interchangeable. So that last trump and that great trumpet is interchangeable, and that's when we're going to be changed. So going into that 7 day where we're in right now, in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, Yahweh's son going to change us at the last trumpet. It ain't but seven trumpets. So that's when we get our change right there, going into the eighth day. But when the Father come down, he's going to come down on a throne, and all will be around him is fire. So if you still got these old mortal bodies, you're going to be burnt up. But there ain't nothing going to die no more. So that means your body got to be changed to be to confront the Father, come before the Father. They're going to be sitting in burning fire. So your body got to be changed into to be able to come in contact with burning fire, and it won't consume you. So I mean by your body's going to be changed. Your body can go back to the way it were before Adam and Eve lost that body. That fire was no never mind. That's the body you're going to get. So the body we got now, we can't even stand a match them. We'll see a hot match them and burn up and bag up and let it go. So now you see what's got to happen? See what kind of teaching we got to do? going to their day, you want to get that body changed. And you don't get that body changed unless you've done his will. If you ain't done his will, you ain't going to get that body changed. See? You got to be done his will to get the body changed. Come on, read a little bit more.
All right. Still in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. All right, I'm at verse 53. But this corruptible must put on incorruption.
See, this corruptible body, we got the aches and pain, even the way he tells us to eat today, we still have aches and pains and all that stuff here. But this body right here, you know, he don't show us the best way to hold his body down until you change back where you don't need that pain, aches and pain. Now, we know the best way to change your body now so you can manage it the best way you can. But this is the body you want to get rid of. That incorruptible body must be, the corruptible body must be made, put on incorruption, go ahead.
And this mortal.
And we mortal.
Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Must put on immortality.
We must put on everlasting life body. Immortality means that we got to put on the immortality body. And all that happens at the end of the last trumpet, going into the eighth day, the new beginning. To make it in a new beginning, your body got to be changed to be part of the new beginning. So that's why he said those that overcome it going to get this body. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. Verse 54. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
You see that? Death is swallowed up in victory. That means no more death. That means nobody can take a pistol and point at you that can make you flinch. Nope, you ain't got to beg for your life now. It's over with. Death is over with. That means in the eighth day, you will not be eating nothing that is dead. No dead food, because you can't kill nothing. You can't even kill a fish. Even a fish, you would not be able to kill a fish because death have been swallowed up. Eating fish is for your diet in these 7,000 years. After you go off into your spiritual body, even you can't go fishing no more because ain't no fish going to jump on your hook. And you will have not had a desire to eat nothing no more than what's on the tree, what's in the ground. You will have no desire to do that anymore. Matter of fact, in the book of book of Daniel, we get an idea exactly how it's going to be and how you're going to be in the book of Daniel. Titus. We're going to the book of Daniel, and we're going to look at something in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. Now, this is only a shadow. In Daniel chapter 1, we're going to look at verse number 11. Let's see what we can read in Daniel chapter 1, verse 11. And we'll read down to verse 15. See, now we got a problem with what we got to do today. But that's on us. But it's a benefit for you to understand these things. And Daniel chapter 1, verse 11, down to verse 15, what it say?
Hallelujah. Book of Daniel the Seer, chapter 1, verse 11 through 15. Daniel chapter 1, verse 11. Then said Daniel to Melchizedek, whom the prince of the eunuchs had sat over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Verse 12, prove your servants, I beseech you, 10 days.
He said, prove your servants, we of the captivity, prove thy servant 10 days. Now, all I want you to give me, Big Dick and Jerry, give us 10 days. What?
Give us 10 days. Let them give us vegetables to eat and spring water to drink.
You see that? Let us eat fruits and vegetables for 10 days and spring water. Let them eat fruit, vegetables, and spring water for 10 days.
Verse 13, then let our continents be like a pond before you.
Then let our continents
be looked
on before you. Let's get a precept on this continent. We're going to Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Let's find out what is this continent. Let our continents be looked upon. What are you talking about? Let's go to Matthew 6, 16. Let's see what he's talking about.
All right. We're going to the book of Matthew chapter 6.
Verse 16.
We're going to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Verse 16. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 reads, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, but they disfigure their faces.
They disfigure their what?
Their faces.
So the word countenance means what?
Faces.
You say now, after 10 days, come back and look at our faces by eating fruits and vegetables. Go ahead and read.
That they may appear unto man to fast.
Yes, right.
Truly.
No, we do it that. Oh, come on back and do that.
Okay, we are for.
We got that confident meaning faith. So we do it that, young man.
All right.
Let's get back to what we were working with. Let's go back to what we were doing. He threw it up. We went and found out that continent means down base.
Yeah, well.
So we took it at. Now let's do what?
Okay, I'm in the middle of verse 13.
Good.
All right. And the continents of the children that eat of the portions of the king's meat.
Now he said, now walk the one that eat the king's meat. The king's meat is eating hog, eating chicken, eating cow. That's the king. That's the king's meat today. The day the king's meat today is how much ground beef we can get, how much center cut pork chops we can get, chicken wings. Give me all the chicken wings. You know, and give us all.
Brother Makai Israel.
And give us all. Like the Christians. The Christians say, give me some hog. So now that's the king's meat. Hallelujah. Wow. So now let's read a little bit more about that. So that king's meat, so we know about that king's meat. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow. God bless the seed.
Hallelujah. Wow, that young man. All right. So now we know about the king's meat. He said, now watch us eat fruits and vegetables and watch the one that have the king's meat. And like I said, we can watch those today that got the king's meat. We know, Yahweh, bless you there. Hallelujah. All right there. Daughter Sarah and Jam 1. Excellent. So now we find out that the ones that eat the king's meat for 10 days of the captivity, and the one that had the fruits and vegetables for 10 days, now the big dignitary, Pete read both sides of them. The one that ate from the tree and from the ground. And the one that had the king's meat. The king's meat was chicken, cow, and hog. And macaroni and spaghetti. And rice.
That what they was eating. Let's see what he say when he observed them. Come on.
And as you see it, deal with your servant.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. So he consented to them in this matter.
Yes.
And proved them 10 days.
And he proved them 10 days.
Y'all quote verse 15. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat.
You see that? So when you eat the king's meat, you wonder why you look so old. You have no gloating there, sluggish. Because when you eat the king's meat is going to bring you body problems. You're going to have all type of diseases in your body. You stopped all up for that dark spaghetti, macaroni and cheese, eating all them old three-star cakes, eating dairy products. So you see, eggs, bacon, potatoes, you know, you see, it's a difference when you eat the king's meat, then you eat the meat that was ordained by Yahweh for Adam and through the one that obedient. Now, let me give you three major foods that was given to Adam and to pass down to those that got ear to ear. Now, three top foods that was given to Adam. The top food was given to Adam, the first man to eat was what? The eggs on the tree.
Yahweh.
That was the first thing that Yahweh told Adam to eat to have strength in your body because you become animal flesh now. So they hit Adam ate from the tree. And what they ate was figs. The number two thing that they ate on the tree was what? Grapes. Seeded grapes was number two. And what was number three? In Solomon days, it's recorded apples. So there are your three major things that was ate. And remember, and guess what? From all them three things that we just, that was for your meat. But guess what it says, Sister Judith, in 22, verse number 2 of Revelation. Look what it says. 22, verse 2.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 2 reads. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life.
Yes.
Which bears 12 manners of fruit.
12 manner of fruit.
And yielded her fruit every month.
Every month.
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
And the leaves of the tree was for the healing of the nation. The leaves are them three fruits that we talked about. That was healed. You make a tea out of that. When you see a fig tree, you take the figs off for your meat. But the leaves of the fig tree, you take the leaves off and you make you a tea. That is for the healing of your body. When you see an apple tree, the apple is for your meat. But when you see the leaves that's around the apples, you pull that out and you put so many together and make you a tea. That is for the healing of your body. That is the herbs of the healing. The leaves is the healing of your body. So when you do see an apple tree, the apple is for your meat.
But the leaves is for the healing of your body. When you see grapes, the green grapes, number one, the green grapes is for your food. But the leaves is for the healing of your body. The earth part of the leaves is for the healing. So you tell them that those that pull off the apple tree, all the leaves, you gather the apple, the leaves together, and you make you a king. And that is to help you with your diabetes. That'll help you with your cancer cells and any part of your body that causes a problem. What the people let drop down on the ground and return right back to the same band, the good thing. The leaves is for the healing of your body. See that? So the food and the leaves is for the healing. And Sister Sarah, he talked about that in 1:29-31 of Revelation, Genesis. It talked about that. But we pray it on never mind, because it's never been broke down as a sister on the camp. Have no problem to break this thing down for you. That you don't throw away the leaves. No. It's just like when you're doing your greens. You make your greens and you take the stems. The first thing you do is throw the stems away. No. Take the stems and run it through your juicer and make a juice out of it and put an apple with it and drink it. That is for the healing of your body. Don't throw the stems away because you are pick your greens. No, the stems is for you to make a juice out of it and put an apple with it and some celery and drink it for the healing of your body. You see that? You see what we do? But we'll throw that away too. Same thing about the watermelon. We eat the watermelon until all the red out of it gone. And then we look at the white part and the green back. And we'll throw that out. Get out of here. No. Take the white part. Take the back. Put it in your juicer. Make your juice. Drink it. It works the lower part of your body. It stimulates the lower part of your body. You know, it gives you boost in the bedroom. And it also gives you boost for your health. So now, don't throw nothing away. The green leaves from the, when you, remember, in the children of Israel, when they was in captivity, wherever they went, they always planted a specific food when it got settled. And the number one food the children of Israel planted was black-eyed peas. They had black-eyed peas. They had green food. They had corn. And they had watermelon. Them the four things was their number one food that they had when they settled in. Corn, one. Greens, two. Watermelon, three. And what was that fourth thing we were on the ground? What that was again we said? Four things they had from the ground. Black-eyed peas. Black-eyed peas. So the children of Israel was known to tap some black-eyed peas. See, black-eyed peas is what you'll be eating in the kingdom. Black-eyed peas, you'll be eating corn, you'll be eating watermelon, and you'll be eating figs. See, that is the four things that if you want to be healthy today, them the four things that you eat from the ground. Always have corn with your meal. Always have some black-eyed peas with it. and have some watermelon, and what else I say? And greens. And take the green stem and make a juice out of it, put a little celery with it and an apple, green apple with it, make you a nice shake. Make you a nice smoothie, they call it. And what that do, it'll help your body. It'll the lead for the healing of the body. Let's read that to Sarah 129 through 31. Listen good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 through 31. We live at camp 1, all other camps ready to go to, and we all enjoying the 7 day, the beginning of the 7 day of the final day that the sun is ruling. This is the final day of the sun. We're rehearsing Yahweh have finished sons the Father's will. This is the day he has finished it. It's all over. So, let's see what he says in the 129 through 31.
Go on to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, reading verses 29 through 31.
Listen good.
Verse 29 reads, Yahweh said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed.
I gave you every herb that's bearing seed. This is good.
Which is upon the face of all the earth.
Yes.
And every tree.
And every tree.
And the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed.
The fruit must be the one that have seeds in it on the tree. Right?
To you it shall be for meat.
And that is your meat. That is your chicken. That is your cow. That is your hog. The tree is for your meat. Babe, for your meat. Grace is for your meat. And big, great apple is for your meat. Then you can throw your pomegranate in there with it.
Yahweh.
Yeah, come up and put them on the pot there when the pot get out. You can drop it off into whatever you want to do with it, you know what I mean? You got it, code. Cut it in small pieces and put some bile on it. For a 7 day beginning peace. Slice them down and put some fire on it. And that okra is going to add into the green okra, which is add into what we're getting ready to do after the broadcast on with it. Enjoy the 7 day of the peace. Green over. It's going with your meal. Hallelujah. All right. So now. And go ahead and been reading, Dr. Sarah.
Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for me.
I've gave every green herb. For what?
For meat.
I didn't give you cow. I didn't give you chicken. I didn't give you hog. For me. I gave you green herbs for me. I'm the one made your body. I know what works better in your body than what you put in the body today. And what you put in the body today is what? Starch. Macaroni, cheese, spaghetti, big, tall cakes, right? You put milk in your body. I didn't give you that. The world gave you that. That's why the illustration was done. And Daniel chapter 1, verse 11, 15, prove us, big dignitary, let us eat from the tree. And chase it down with the watermelon,
corn, black eyed peas, and greens, and come back and look it up 10 days, and the ones you got on the king's meat, which was chicken, cow, and all, look at them and look at us. See that? Because we know that the leaves is for the healing of the nation, the body. So when we pick the apples off the tree, if you see the leaves around it, gather them leaves together. Make you a king. That's for the healing of your body. If you got a disease in it, the leaves is your medicine for healing. Not what Dr. Cook got in his pharmacy place. A bottle of this and a bottle of that. Because you know them bottles that he got is a timeline on your death. But ain't no timeline when you eat from the tree. Come on, dog, give me some more. Finish that up.
And it was so. Verse 31. Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
Yahweh. Wait a minute. Everything that who made?
Yahweh made.
It was what?
Very good.
He didn't make the cow. He didn't make the chicken. He didn't make that. And if you do the research hard enough, he didn't make the hog neither. Once you do the research hard enough, that's a crossbreed too. So, what he made was good. And what he said behind that, keep talking, read.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Yes.
That's in the 31.
Okay, good. So we find out right now, what he did, and it was good. So what kind of herb we supposed to eat to really maintain our body according to what you got to do? What one word can you pick out, Sister Sarah?
Green herb.
Green herb. The number one herb to eat is green herbs. The apple got to be green. The fig got to be green. The grapes got to be green. That is number one. That is for your food. You detox with that for 90 days. And after the 90 days go with, all the illness in your body is going to be gone. All the problems you have with your body been running for Dr. Cook for years. Oh. After you put your 90 days in with exercise, spraying water, and remember one thing, and where's my Sabbath, 16 verse 12, Sarah, what did it say? Where's my Sabbath, 16 verse 12?
Well,
know that man
doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Yahweh doeth man live.
Man live by every word that comes out of his mouth. If he tell you what to do for your body, until he change that body, then if you follow what he got to say, man live by every word that he say. 107 verse 20 there, Sister Judas, of the Psalms. Psalms 107 verse 20.
Psalms chapter 107 verse 20 reads. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distress.
So what heals you, Sister Julie?
The word.
The word. You got to have his word. Man live by every word. If he give you the roadmap on how to repair your body, if you have slipped, then you got to do it to the letter. If you got cancer, diabetes, the palsy, fat stomachs, and all that, he let you know what to do to deal with it. But you got to have his what up front?
The word.
A little bit louder.
The word.
The word. Go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 down to verse 8 there, Sister Judy. Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 to 8. You got them bad bellies on you. Belly always puffed all the way out. Guess what? Y'all walking deal with that too. But make sure you got the word up front. Now what man live by. Now here an Israelite had a servant that was sick back at home. Let's see what happened to read the ring. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 6 to 8.
Matthew chapter 8, verses 6 to 8. Verse 6 reads, and saying, Yahweh, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented.
Grievously tormented. Now the palsy is something that makes you fall all out. When I be walking straight, then you all of a sudden your leg clamps out on you. See? They got to always hold you up and keep an eye on you because you might fall in and point. He said, my son, my servant is grievous with this palsy. Go ahead.
Verse 7 reads, and
Yahweh's
son saying unto him, I will come and heal.
He said, but I'll come and heal. So now you see that is a sickness, the palsy. So now if you got the palsy and you want to be healed, Yahweh said, I will heal you. Go ahead.
Verse 8 reads,
the centurion.
The centurion. Yahweh,
what he say?
I am not worthy
mm-hmm.
that thou should have come under my roof.
Yeah.
But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
You see that? So what heals you?
The word.
So you got to have the word. You got to have the word. You can't come up another way. You must have the word. Now, Mother E in 832 of St. John, Mother E. She helped to see her out. In St. John chapter 8, verse 32, then swing right over to 17, verse 17. Mother Eve, chapter 8, verse 32 of St. John, what did it say?
St. John chapter 8, verse 32. St. John chapter 8, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 8, verse 32. Verse 32 reads, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
So what is the truth, Mother? In 17, verse 17, he said, you
Thank
shall
God.
Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is the truth? St. John 17. Verse
17.
What's your
mother? St. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy word. Sanctify them. Thy truth Thy word is true.
The word is true. See, we got to let them know. We can tell you all about how to get yourself together, but you got to have his word. You got to come out of her. You gotta do the 18 verse 4, Mother. Hey, Mother, what is it saying in Revelation 18 verse 4? And we'll read right down to verse 10 and 11. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4 down to verse 11. What does it say there, Mother Eve?
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4 to 11. Revelation chapter 18. Verses 4 to 11. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plague. Verse 5. For her sin have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh has remembered her sin. Verse 6. Reward her even as she is rewarded. Reward her even as she rewards you. And double unto her, double, according to her work, and the cup which she has filled, full to her double. 7. How much she has glorified herself and lived delicious, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she said in her mind, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Verse 8. Therefore shall her plague come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utter burned with fire. For strong is the Yahweh who judged her. Verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live delicious with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, said, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is that judgment come. Verse 11. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their mercy anymore.
You hear that? Get down 21, 22, and 23, Mother. So listen, he's telling you, come out of the way of Babylon and the 17 nations. Come away from that bad eating chicken, cows, and hogs. Dog food. Come out of that. Heal your body until you change your body. You ain't got to have all Dr. Cook's pills. Heal your body until you change your body to his glorious body. By bagging away from chicken, hog, and cow, dairy products, starch food, put it to the side, get that spring water, and remember them leaves on the tree is for the healing of the nation. So when you find a tree that we're going to tell you about a lot of things and lessons to come, take them leaves out the tree. Put it in a good pot. Get it hot. Make you a nice tea. that'll help fight any problems in your body. The leaves is for the healing of your body. You pull that apple out, right? But you leave the leaves all around it. But guess what? The leaves is for the healing. See that? Yahweh got it laid right in his book. Matter of fact, he got another word for healing after Mother read 21 through 23. We're going to find out if another word for healing with the leaves. We're going to read about a young lion shortly after Mother gets through in 21, verse 21, 22, and 23. What does it say, Mother?
Book of Revelation, chapter 18. Verse 21 to 23. Verse 21. And a mighty, ministering spirit took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus the Father, shall that great city, Babylon, be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. 22. And the voice of the harp and music, muscles, and of the pipes and trumpets shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. Verse 23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For their merchants were the great, men of the earth. For by their sorcery were all nations deceived.
You see that, Mother?
Yeah,
so that's why we got a lot of teaching to do.
Yeah, well.
About this book. So, young lion in the 47th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 7. Listen to this. 47, verse 7.
Going to the book of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Going to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. Verse 7 reads, now when I have returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Verse
8. He's talking about verse 8. Well, I'm saying verse 7. So, yeah, we find out that there's many trees on one side and the other. He's talking about people too. Man is trees. He said it all. This got double meaning to it. Skip down to verse 12.
You're going to see it, chapter 42, verse 47. Chapter 47, Ezekiel, to see it, chapter 47, verse 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof on this side and on that side shall grow all trees for meat.
All trees is for people what?
For meat.
For meat. That means won't be no chicken meat. No hog. No cow. Huh? You not gonna eat that no more. That goes, none die no more. All the trees for one reason?
For meat.
For meat. This tree is going to be your meat. You'll be pulling out beans. You'll be pulling out grapes. And you'll be pulling out, what's the one, two punch? Beans, grapes, and apples. Then you'll get your pomegranate if you want to change up a little bit. Banana. But the one, two, three punch is going to be beans, grapes, and apples. That's going to be the three. angle is going to be there, but the 1-2-3 punch is what we're going to be hearing today. The 1-2-3 punch. Big. Apple and grace. That is for me. Not chicken, hog, and cattle. Keep reading verse 12.
All right. Whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed.
Now you talking about these leaves? Now listen good about these leaves now.
It shall bring forth new fruit.
The leaves gonna bring forth new fruit.
According to his month.
Go ahead.
Because their water, they issue out of the sanctuary.
Go ahead. Listen good.
And the fruit thereof should be for me.
And the fruit thereof should be for me.
And the leaf thereof for medicine.
You mean the leaf that bears the fruit is for your what?
Medicine.
Oh, I thought Doc Cook had the medicine thing. No, see, right? He's going to medicine. The leaves.
What?
The leaves for you. You take the leaves from whatever you got your meat from, put them together, and make you up on tea.
Yakwa.
That is for your what?
Medicine.
Ain't that something? You thought Doc Cook had your medicine, huh? You thought Doc Cook had your medicine. Doc Cook had your medicine. Doc Cook medicine is a time bomb on it. It only passes by, never heals the problem. Here goes your medicine right here. The leaves thereof for them. So now you have more respect for them trees when you notice anything growing on it. You say, I'd love to have that apple. I'd love to have a banana, but I want them leaves that surround it too. Why do you want the leaves? Because that's for the healing of my body. You see that? You see how smart the Almighty Yahweh is? And they go to medical school 8 years to make them something in a pill, in a white pill. And all you got to do one thing. Put your Yahweh first and let the leaves on the tree be for your medicine. Is that right? All we got to do is find a tree that got the fruits on it, and we want the leaves for our medicine. Is that what we read, Sister Judith? Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see who is from first, verse 13.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel 47, verse 13. Thus said Yahweh, this should be the border whereby you should inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's it right there. So this information is for who?
To the 12 tribes of Israel.
The 12 tribes of Israel. We supposed to know that our medicine is in the region. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
We supposed to know this. Our medicine is not in the actress. Our medicine is where?
Right.
So when we go down and see a berry tree or somewhere, yeah, I like the berry tree. That berry is for my meat. Okay, good. But I want them leaves for what reason? What reason I want them berry leaves for what reason?
For medicine.
Excellent. Excellent. So now we know what to look for when we out there bumming around out there in the world and see trees that blowing, that growing fruits. We also want that for our meat, but we want the leaves for our what?
Medicine.
For our medicine. Is we reading?
Hallelujah.
See? And that's what we got to teach. The healing of your body is the leaves. The fruit thereof is your medicine. The children of Israel as four major things from the ground. Number one, corn. Number two, black-eyed peas. Number three, greens. Number four, watermelon. Them the four things that the children of Israel ate. And that watermelon, they never throwed it away. Ain't no part of the watermelon get to the garbage. The white part and the green part goes into your blender. That's for to give you boost in the lower part of your body. You say, hey, my better half, I'm feeling pretty heavy. Oh, you must have been having that watermelon juice, huh? Yep. I'm feeling pretty heavy now. I'm kind of leaning over like an ankle. See? That's what it do for you. That and mandrake, all I can tell you. See, we got to be able to help those that say, well, you know, I ain't worth two dead flies no more, right, man? Okay, if you know why you ain't worth two dead flies, you ain't keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, you ain't got no friends at home, and you're not following the king, you follow the king's way of eating. But if you follow the Bible way of eating, we can turn all your problems around. But no problem. All right, let's get us one more, two more in. We'll pass on to the young line. But you understand one thing. Now come back and finish off that Corinthians 15. So now we know on the Sabbath, this day we all read now, this is the end of the Sons rule. Matter of fact, read that. Going back to the 15th chapter, 24, down verse 28. Let's show you that the end of the Sabbath day, this day right here, is the last of the Son ruling. Go ahead and read it. 24, verse 28.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24, down to verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24 reads, then coming the end, when he, Yahweh the Son, shall have delivered up the kingdom to Yahweh, even the Father, when he, Yahweh the Son, shall put down all rule and all authority and power. Verse 25. For he, Yahweh the Son, must rule until he has put all enemies under his feet. Verse 26. The last enemy that should be destroyed is death. Verse 27. For he, Yahweh the Son, has put all things under his feet. But when he said, when he said, all things are put under him. He, Yahweh the Father, said, all things are put under him. It is matter of fact that he is accepted, which did put all things under him.
See that? So then the Son going back about the Father, and that was the whole program. Going back about the Father. Now let's go back to the 14th chapter and see where we left off on the 14th chapter. So you see how it's going to happen? When the Son has put down all rules in that seventh day, when he's got everything prepared for the eighth day, then he's going back upon the Father. The Father coming down in that spiritual body, and he's assuming bias, so your body will be changed. Will you be able to withstand the Father in that human body? I got to pull a rabbit out of here to make sure that you understand the Father, when they have any strength, they in a consuming body. So this body that you're looking at right now, it got to be changed. You will be in trouble in the kingdom. This body got to be changed. And now what can we read that at? What can we read in the book of Hebrews that this body got to be changed? Because Yahweh is a what? What verse do we need in the young line? What verse we need in the book of Hebrews that Yahweh is a it ain't something, so we're going to get ready to read the principle where it's coming from. But it's found in the book of Hebrews, because Yahweh is a what? Is a what? What is Yahweh is according to Hebrews chapter 13? He is a what? And something about Yahweh, he is a what? Who will help those say out? Yahweh is a what? Well, we go ahead and put it out there. So he's a consuming fire. And 12:29, let's read that. Yahweh is a what?
Consuming fire.
So Yahweh is going to, that means your body's got to be changed. Because if you're going to deal with Yahweh, he is a what?
Consuming fire.
That means you cannot come next to him unless your body is able to withstand what kind of body they got.
Consuming fire.
Okay, good. Let's go to Exodus 24:17. See, understand one thing. What you're looking at right now that got you cringing over, too scared to take care of your wild business, this ain't nothing. This amber blush. She don't let nothing get in the way of your wild word. Huh? You're going to break out running. I don't care who you got to leave behind to take care of your wild business. Because this body right here got to be changed into a consuming fire where you be able to come near to the bottom, and he ain't gonna break down to you. You have to come up to him. So you have to have that consuming fire body. He don't come down to you. That's what Adam lost. He said, we don't like this right here. We got none. He said, but hey, mother. Help me out, I need a precept on that, mother. And the book of Adam and Eve was 20 verse 4 or 22 verse 4. I need a precept on that, mother. Somebody said, mother, in Adam and Eve 22 verse 4 or 20 verse 4. What did he say, mother Eve? First book of Adam and Eve. He said something to Adam, and 20 verse 4 or 22 verse 4. What did he say that mother eat?
Okay.
22 verse 4, we got mine said. Thank you, young man. What did he say in 22 verse 4? Mother eat.
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 22, verse 4. Then Yahweh said to Adam, so long as thou wilt keep my commandments, my life and my grace rested on thee. But when thou didst transgress my commandments, sorrow and misery shall be in this raiment.
Yeah. Long as you keep my laws, statutes, and commandments, you was all right. But once you hijack my law, statutes, and commandments, all these problems on you as it is this day. Yeah? All these problems on you. And that was going on today. But he's sending the last message to you now to correct this. Now, Brother Micaiah and Zerah 10:1, for you be clear, the last messenger is coming to show you what to do. It's up to you to pay attention to what you're hearing out of Zerah 10, verse 1.
We're going to the book of Zerah. We're going to read chapter 10, and we want to start at verse number 1. Book of Zerah, chapter 10, verse number 1, read. A wise seer will instruct his people.
A wise seer will instruct his people.
And the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
You see that? Let's go to 37. And pick up verse 23.
Yahweh.
Young
line. Going to the book of Sirach. Chapter 37. We're going to pick up at verse number 23. Book of Sirach, chapter 37. Verse 23 reads, a wise seer instructs his people, and the fruit of his understanding fail not.
See, a wise seer will instruct his people. Remember, if you're in the midst, a wise seer will instruct his people. He'll let you know what time it is. It's up to you. Let's go to Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10 and 13. Brother McGuire, what does it say?
We're going to the book of Hosea, chapter 12. We want to read verse number 10. We want to read verse number 13. We're going over to the book of Hosea, chapter 12. We're going to pick it up at verse number 10 and verse number 13. The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse number 10. We want verse number 13, verse 10 reads, have also spoken by the seer, and I have multiplied this in your similitude by the ministry of the seer.
So the only ministry that Yahweh recognized is what, according to that verse? What ministry do he recognize?
The ministry of the seer.
That's the only ministry he recognized. He's telling you what he did by the ministry of the seer. So whatever seer that's in place, that's the only ministry he recognized. Is that what we're reading? What you reading next verse?
Verse 13.
What it say?
And by a seer.
And by a seer.
Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a seer was he preserved.
And by a seer, that's how it's going to be. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9. Look at verse 6 and 10. See, we got to understand this thing. How this thing going to work. We got a lot of camp bumping the gum and saying, everybody. But I know what the word A means. And if you go anything past A, it ain't A no more. I know what A means. I know what 1 means. So you tell me A and 1 don't mean what it means. It means a gaggle of them. No, it means a gaggle of elders and teachers and elders and teachers and princes. That would mean a gaggle of. But this thing says A and 1. So we want to understand. And you can't change A and 1. I don't care what language you want to bring it in. What you read?
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 6 and verse number 10.
Listen good.
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 6 reads, neither have we hearkened unto your servants, the seer, which spake in your name to our king,
mm-hmm.
our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his law, which he set before us by his servant, the seer.
And you didn't obey his voice, which he done what?
Which he set before us by his servant, the seer.
So if you hear Yahweh's voice, you got to hear, according to that verse, how you hear his voice?
Set before us by his servant, the seer.
You see that? Let's go to Haggai chapter 1, 12 through 14. Haggai chapter 1, 12 through 14.
Go to the book of Haggai, chapter 1. We'll pick it up verse 12 down to verse number 14.
What we're trying to tell the national audience, understand one thing. These speech is very important. But you continue to pay the seal, no, never mind. You're going to pay the price of paying the seal, no, never mind. Because the only ministry in the Bible that Yahweh going to accept is the ministry of the seal. Then he got to look out and find those that going to be a part of what the seal got to offer them, and that's the elders and the teachers. and the priests. Go ahead.
We're going to the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 12 down to verse 14. The book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 12 down to verse 14, verse 12 reads, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, in the words of Haggai the seer, as the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, had sent him, and the people did fear before the Yahuwah. Verse 13. Then spake Haggai the seer, the Yahuwah's messenger, and the Yahuwah's messenger.
But wait a minute, who is Haggai?
The seer.
And?
The messenger.
And Yahuwah's messenger. So Haggai the seer is Yahuwah's messenger. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
If we read that,
Hallelujah.
We'll read it again then.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 13 reads, then spake Haggai the seer, the Yahuwah's messenger, and the Yahuwah's message unto the people, saying, I am with you,
Says
the Yahuwah. 14. And the Yahuwah stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yadah-Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the temple of the Yahuwah of hosts, there, Yahuwah.
You see that? So our job is to stir up your spirit for you to do. When the seer tell you something, he ain't telling you something because he tell you something. Yahuwah had already put it, say, what the way it was in the past, that's how it works now. So when Yahuwah tell you something, he tell you something because he'll look out and see who supposed to do what. Do what? Do this. 2 Kings chapter 1, y'all line. Pick up verse 12 down to verse 14. Listen good. See, this is what we have lost because we don't understand the order of things. 2 Kings chapter 1, 12 out of verse 14.
Right, we're going to the book of 2 Kings. We're going to read chapter 1. We're going to pick it up verse 12.
Well, read verse 11 to make it sound good. Let's make it 11 to show you how you get yourself in trouble by following the king and eating the king's meat. 11 down to verse number 14. Let's see what happens.
Hallelujah. We're going to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 1, verse 11 down to verse 14. Verse 11 reads, again also he sent unto him another captain of 50, and of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of Yahuwah, thus hath the king said.
Did what the king said.
Come down quickly.
Come down quickly. He said, my king, my big dignitary told me to tell you, you come down quickly.
Verse number 12. And Elijah the seer answered and said unto them, if I be a man of Yahuwah, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your fish.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire of Yahuwah came down from heaven and consumed him and his fish.
Consume who?
Consume him.
Him and his 50. For having that great big old mouth. From what the king said. Glory.
Verse 13. And he sent again a captain of the third 50.
The third 50. Now this is very, now this king, this message is serious. This message is, that three means serious. Let's see how this serious captain approached the man of Yahuwah.
And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50.
Now watch this, daughter. What did he do, daughter?
And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, the seer.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? What did he do?
He fell on his knees.
That what he did? For who?
Elijah. The
what kind of body, what did he have with him?
He had 50 with his 50.
No, not only had 50 with his 50.
Oh, the captain.
Well, I need a little bit more out of that, young man. I need a little bit more. He said the series, it came in, and the 50 went up and came and fell down on their knees and said, what?
And besought him and said to him, O man of Yahuwah, I pray you, let my life and the life of these 50, your servants, be precious in your sight.
Let's get a precept on that, Titus. Let's go to 36:12 of 2 Chronicles. Get a precept. Let me see what happens. We just don't want to do Bible, and we don't recognize the sign of time that Yahuwah got a seer in these days right here now to organize his day. So when the a seer tell you something, don't think he tell you something to be telling you something. He tell you something to be telling you something. Let me see here.
Book of Second Chronicles. Chapter 36, verse 12.
Listen good.
2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 12. Hallelujah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah.
What is evil in the sight of Yahuwah? Let's see what's evil in the sight of Yahuwah.
His Yahuwah, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah.
See that? Listen, it's not the point. We talk about Bible. This is the kind of spirit you got to have to understand. The seer might look like you, but he ain't you. He's a messenger of Yahuwah. They're going to tell you what this Bible is saying. So you got to understand something. The Constitution say all man is created equal. But we find in the Bible, there ain't but one minister in this Bible, and one minister belongs to who? According to the Bible, right? And if we're going
to
get right, the seer got to be the one that leads the way and pick the proper people to be able to execute the way. Is that what we're reading? That's why he tells them to look out there and see exactly what you see and make your move according to what you see on what I have stuck to you already. And when you don't humble yourself among the seer, you're going to pay the price. You might not pay it now, but you're going to pay it later. Is that what we're reading?
Yahuwah.
What happened in that 36:12 again?
All right. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 12.
Listen good.
And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah.
And let's find out what's evil in the sight of Yahuwah.
His Yahuwah, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer.
And how was Jeremiah speaking?
From the mouth of Yahuwah.
You see what's going on here? In the mouth of this book, we tell you what this man is saying. And don't think when the seer tell you something, the last thing he's supposed to do is give mouth back. Sure. Because he look at this book, and he already looked at it real carefully in the 11th chapter, verse 16 and 17 of Numbers. Where's it at, Brother Titus?
We're going to the book of the law, the book of Numbers. Chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. And Yahuwah said to Moses, get unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, who you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle, temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. Verse 17. And I will come down and talk with you there, and will take the spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, and you bear not yourself alone.
You see that? Verse 24.
Verse 24, and Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahuwah.
So he told the people the words of who?
Yahuwah.
Go ahead, read.
And gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people.
Yeah.
And set them round about the tabernacle.
Then what happened next in 25?
Verse 25.
Now when things was in order, what happened next?
Verse 25, and Yahuwah came down in a cloud and spake unto him,
spoke unto them.
Him?
He spoke unto Moses.
Oh.
Y'all understand the thing?
Yahuwah.
When he came down, although the man was all around here and said, Jackson of men.
Yahuwah.
Is that what we read, Brother Micaiah?
Hallelujah.
Did we read that or not?
Hallelujah.
Because ain't but one ministry is the ministry of who? So there is right there. There go 70 men sitting there, but Yahuwah get there talking. Who we talk to?
Talking to Moses.
Oh,
yeah. You see that? If we read it again, then
the Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. Numbers chapter 11, verse 24. Read
25.
Verse 25. And Yahuwah came down. In the cloud.
Yahuwah came down. That's what he ride. That's his chariot, the cloud. Now I know you above.
We Yahuwah.
Correct.
And spake unto him.
And spoke unto him.
Yes.
What?
And took the spirit that was upon him.
And took the spirit that's upon him.
Yes. And gave it unto the 70 elders.
And gave it to the 70 elders. So you see how this thing works. Now come on back, young man of Micaiah, and give me verse number 14 now.
Come back to the
book. 1 Kings 1:14. Yeah, 2 Kings 1:14.
Come back to the book of 2 Kings.
Now listen now.
Chapter 1, verse number 14. Verse 14 reads, behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt up the two captains of the former 50 with their 50. Therefore, let my life now be precious in your sight.
You see, they changed that tune? You see, that third one changed the tune, didn't it? He said, look here, I understand what's really going on. Let my life be precious in thy sight. See, do you understand what's written in Sirach 4, verse 6? Read that, young liar. Do you know what's written in 4, verse 6? See, when we be run these scriptures down, you got to see her as everybody else, not according to this Bible. And this is what we are at. And we be so busy ready to bristle up with it, and all the fixing on the camera want to bristle up and give a comeback. You don't know, you lose. In time you get a fear of the comeback, because you know what's written in 15:15. What is written that we can read there, Brother Micaiah? Acts 15:15.
What's in the book of Acts? Chapter 15, verse number 15. Going up to the book of Acts, chapter 15. We want to pick it up at verse number 15. Acts, chapter 15, verse 15 reads, and to this agree the words of the seed, as it is written.
You see that?
Yeah, well,
you see that? You see that? Read the seer as is written. That's it. He's going to tell you what the man wants to be done. He tell you, to get in order, you got to be more obedient to the leadership, because the only ministry in this Bible is the ministry of the seer. And if you're going to come by this thing, according to 1 verse 11 of Hosea, read it, young lion, by Titus. Let's see how you come up out of this thing. We'll show you how you come by this thing.
Go to Book of Hosea.
Chapter 1, 11.
Book of Hosea. Chapter 1, verse 11. Book of Hosea. Chapter 1, verse 11. Hosea. Chapter 1, verse 11 reads, Then the children of Judah, Yadah, southern kingdom, and the children of Israel, northern kingdom, be gathered together and appoint themselves one age, and they should come up out of the land, for great should be the day of Israel.
So, they got to be on a consensus. The only way you're going to get back to Yahuwah, you got to appoint many heads. Now, this is
one head.
Hey, Mother Eve. Before we get your clothes and family there, Mother E, we go on to the book called Ezekiel, Mother E, and we'll get your clothes and family, and we bring Mother Z in and hear her commentary. Hey, Mother E,
We're going to Ezekiel, Mother, 8:37. And let's take a look at something, Mother. 37 verse 15. One verse, 37:15. Say what, Mother? Hey, Mother E.
Book Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 15 reads, "The word of the Yahweh come again unto me, saying."
The word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying. The word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, what, Mother? What did it say in verse 16? Do what?
Okay.
Verse 16.
Verse 16, Ezekiel chapter 15, verse 16. "Moreover, the son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the family of Israel, his companion."
17.
Okay. Verse 17. "And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in my hand."
And thy hand. So he's the seer. The seer's job is today is to bring southern and northern kingdom together. And they got to be one in everybody's hand. Is that what it said, Mother? No, one in the seer's hand. One in the seer's hand. Southern tribe and northern tribe. All 12 must be one in the seer's hand. Is that what we're reading here, young man? If we're reading this or not.
Hallelujah.
Read verse 17 of Micaiah. Let's see if you would say that.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, "And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in your hand."
You see that? Hey, read that, young man. I'll try to repeat it, say the same thing. Do we say that?
All right, we're going to Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 17. "And join them one to another unto one stick, and they should become one in your hand."
Who gonna become one in their hand? Give me a mother, give me a precept and a closing statement in 30 verse 4. Let's give me a precept in Jeremiah 30 verse 4 and a closing statement, Mother. Let's see who gonna become one in the seer's hand. Where the seer is here today, you hear the seer speaking. In the same token, who going to become one in thy hand, according to 30 verse 4, Mother, in the closing statement? What does it say? Jeremiah 30 verse 4. Let's
Book
see if we can read what the Bible says.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "And these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah."
You see that? Israel is who? Northern kingdom. Judah is what? Southern kingdom. So the seer got a job to do. He got to work his way out and put the right people in place to bring this prophecy to existence today. That's the responsibility of the seer. He got to look out among them and see who is able to join the gap together. But the spirit got to be like the seer spirit is. And our mission is to put the 12 tribes back in one, led by the seers and the elders get to the teachers. And the teachers get to the fathers. And the fathers get to the mothers. And the mothers get to the children. And here comes Yahweh in the cloud. You see how plain it is. Hey, Mother E, close the table. What you got there on this open part of the Feast of Tabernacle? What you close the table here, Mother?
Oh, just thanking and praising Yahweh for the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the business and for each and every one that participate in the class that can praise Yahweh for them. And I'll say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, the best part of the broadcast with Mother Z, give a commentary on what the Almighty gave us, everything we have said in the night's lesson. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mother Z, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Yahweh be there, see you.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mosey. If you want to add to what we have said, Yahweh will put some on you to tell something. Pick a time and bring it on out, then we'll turn on to the young lions. You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read in chapter 23, verse 12. 6 days, Exodus chapter 23, God, that verse 12. Exodus chapter 23, verse 12. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest. That day and rest, that they ox and their ass may rest, and the sons of the handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. Verse 13. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other false Yahweh, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto the Yahweh, a feast unto me in the year. Thus shall keep the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of unleavened bread, 7 days as I command you in the time appointed of the month Abib. But in it cometh out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Verse 16. And the feast of harvest and the feast of the let me read that again. The feast of the harvest, the fresh fruit of thy labor, which thus has sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, which thus has gathered in, when thou hast gathered in thy labor out of the field. Three times in the year all males shall appear before the Yahweh. They shall not offer the blood of the sanctuary with the unleavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sanctuary remains until the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, here's some of them. No doubt about it. And on that note, we'll turn them to the young lions, and they're going to take it in as long as they want it. And remember one thing, it's the top part of the beast. And all that good stuff that we got to work with, we got to heal up there on foot and side past the 8th day to get back on to the first day. Second day. You see what's going on here? So I know they know a lot of stuff is in the front and in the back. But in the same token, we know when it come down tomorrow, nothing dies to be eaten all day tomorrow. That's once the sun sets. But until the sun sets, then after the sun sets, you can say, hey, what happened to the moon? What happened to the moon green? Huh? What that means is after the 8th day. So you see what's going on here? So we clear about what we got to do. And we're going to enjoy every minute of it because we know this big stuff. And we know the 6 anointed camps going to be the one that leads the way. And the city going to do all its part to make sure you understand his will. Over to the young lions. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right, Sister Judith. I'll show you how your notes written down, Sister Judith. Give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Sister Judith. As a matter of fact, well, let me reach you. Yahweh, I'll beat you there, Sister Judith, Israel, C. Roy.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
All right. Exercise that good stuff. And the brother.
Yahweh.
Give my eye with you.
Yahweh. All right, Sister Judah, give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Sister Judah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. That's right. All right, Sister Judah, give me be Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Be Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19
reads,
but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak.
It shall give you in that same hour what you should speak. All right. All right, Sister Judah, give me the book of Mark chapter 13, verse 11. In the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 11. Mark, chapter 13, verse 11.
Mark, chapter 13, verse 11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand where ye shall speak. Neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour that speak you. For it is not
ye
that speak, but the righteous spirit.
Not you that speak, but the righteous spirit that speak. All right. Okay, what is this righteous spirit, Sister Judith? What is this righteous spirit? Real quick. What's this righteous spirit? Give me Daniel. Go to the book of Daniel. Look at Daniel chapter 9. In the book of Daniel chapter 9, pick it up at verse 20. Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. We're going to read down 20 to 23. Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 to
23. Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 to 23. Verse 20 reads, and whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, for the righteous mountain of my Yahuwah.
It's righteous mountain, government of my Yahuwah. Go ahead, it's righteous mountain.
Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly quickly, test me about the time of the evening oblation. Verse 22 reads,
even sacrifice. Go ahead.
And he informed me and comforted me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
And when this righteous spirit, Gabriel, when he visits you, when he leads you, you will have skill and understanding.
Verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplication.
That's all of what I said. Yeah. Give you skill and understanding. You will have skill and understanding. Okay. What was his understanding? What's past? What was his understanding? Who he gave the skill and understanding to? Real quick, Sister Judith, let's go to the book of who he gave his skill and understanding to. Let's go to, let's see what I want. The book of, let's see. We're going to the book of Exodus. Give me the book of Exodus, chapter 35. Go to the book of Exodus, chapter 35, Sister Judith. Let's put a name on who he gave the skill and understanding to. Let's go to Exodus chapter 35. All right. Okay, give me Exodus chapter 35. Pick it up at verse 30. Exodus chapter 35, verse 30.
Exodus chapter 35, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, and Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Yahweh have called by name
Bezalel,
the son of Uri, the son of Hur, and of the tribe of Judah.
Of the tribe of what?
Judah. You know,
tribe of Judah. Of the tribe of Judah. Go ahead. Verse 31.
Verse 31 reads, and he hath filled him with the spirit of Yahweh in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of virtues.
All manner of workmanship. Okay. All right. What do you feel? Okay. All manner of workmanship, right? Okay. Give me real quick. All right. Give me. Let's precept that real quick, Sister Judith. Give me. Let's get a second witness here. Give me Exodus 31. Give me Exodus chapter 31. But Exodus chapter 31. Go to the book of Exodus chapter 31. Pick it up at verse 1. Exodus chapter 31.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2. See, I have called my name
Bezalel,
the son of Uri.
Uri,
the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.
Verse 3.
Verse 3. And I have filled him with the spirit of Yahweh in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship.
All manner of workmanship. So, and you had it. So we got the skill, the skill. What the skill is, real quick? The skill of wisdom. What did Judah bless with? What was the skill? Let's go to, real quick. To the Judith, let's give me Deuteronomy real quick. What do you have skill in? Get the book Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Pick up at verse 1 and then verse 7.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1 and verse 7. Verse 1 reads, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Verse 7 reads, and this is the blessing of Judah, and he said, hear Yahweh the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou and help to him from his enemies.
Let his hands be sufficient. What do you mean by that? Let his hands be sufficient. Okay. He helps his enemies. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 28,
verse 12. We're just trying to get the, just read the middle of the verse. Not the whole verse, but just the middle of the verse, each half of the verse.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. The Yahuwah said, open unto thee his good treasure. The heavens to give the rain unto the land and his seed.
He said, open you his good treasure, right? His good treasure. What's that treasure here? Open you his good treasure. Give me Sirach chapter. Give me, hold that point. Give me Sirach chapter, what's that, 39, verse 11. Let's see what that is. What is this treasure here? He's talking about just gold. He's talking about gold and silver. That's worldly things. Let's go to Sirach 39, verse 11. Go to Sirach chapter 39. Let's go to Sirach chapter 39, verse 11. Let me see if I'm on point. Make that 29, 11. Make that Sirach chapter 29, verse 11. Let's see if I'm on point here. Hallelujah. Sirach 29, verse 11. Make that Sirach 29, verse 11. Let's see what this treasure is talking about. What treasure is this? Because like I said, they're gonna go for silver and gold and all this and that. That's worldly things.
Verse 11, lay up thy treasure according to the commandments of the Most High, and it shall bring thee more profit than gold.
He's talking about his law, his treasure, his law, statutes, and commandments. That's what that treasure you want. That's what he's talking about. The law, statutes, and commandments. That's that treasure. Hallelujah. All right, all right, back to you, Sister Judith. Back to that Deuteronomy 28 real quick. Back to that Deuteronomy chapter 28. All right, we preached up that good treasure real quick. All right. Remember where you left your hand at.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. The heavens
were. There you go. Yes, that's it right here.
The heavens to give the rain unto thy land in his season. And to bless all the work of thy hands.
To bless all the what?
Work unto thy hands.
Your hands is a blessing. The work of your hands. We know when we, you got to expect that. When you open this book. When you open this book.
Hallelujah.
Real quick. So you got to expect this. You got to expect this real quick. Go to Psalms. Go to the book of Psalms. Go on to the book of Psalms. See what I want. Book of Psalms, chapter 1. All right. Give me Psalms, chapter 144. Give me Psalms, chapter 144. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter, Sister Sarah Israel. Y'all probably be with you there, Sister Sarah Israel, C. Roy.
Yahuwah bless you. Israel, C. Roy.
Hallelujah. All right. Sister Sarah Israel. Give me Psalms, chapter 144. Pick it up at verse 1 real quick.
Psalms 144, verse 1 reads, blessed be the Yahuwah, my strength. Teach my hands to work and my fingers to fight.
You're going to do some fighting these things when you turn these pages real quick. Yeah, you got to expect that. You got to expect that. And what I mean, you got to expect that, Sister Judith, give me Psalms. Let's see what I want. Is that Psalms 118:23? Psalms 118. Yeah, 24, 23.
So, Judith.
Mm-hmm. 56, 57.
Hallelujah. Give me second Ezra. chapter 6, and chapter 7, 56 and 57. Second Ezra, chapter 7.
Second Ezra, chapter 7, verses 56 and 57. Verse 56 reads,